Welcome in to Head to Headlines, where we talk about the biggest headlines in disc golf here on the Statmando Podcast Network. I'm Evan, here with Steve. He's back. And it was an incredible event down in Austin. One could say it was a finish for the ages in MPO. Steve, give me the big headlines in MPO.
Well, Niklas Anttila takes down his first Elite Series win. He is the two-time reigning Finnish national champion and was also the Finnish junior national champion in 2018. He's had a lot of success in Europe and was looking for that first elite or major win on the tour, and now he has got it. Some of his other big wins, he was the 2021 European Disc Golf Champion. That's an event that is only for European-based players. He's a four-time Prodigy Disc Pro Tour winner. That's a tour in Finland that kind of is similar to a national tour located in Finland. He's also won on the PDGA Euro Tour and the European Pro Tour. The Open at Austin was Niklas's first win outside of the continent of Europe at any PDGA event.
Notably in round one, Niklas aced hole 10. That's that cool downhill 315-foot or 96 meters for our European friends like Niklas. Incredible shot. And there's three aces on the weekend with Austin Turner and Trevin Crowe both getting it in round two. But Niklas Anttila gets it in round one and goes on to win the event by just a single stroke. The last time we saw an MPO major or elite winner win with an ace during that same event, we have to go back to James Conrad, who did it at 2021 Worlds, acing hole 16, which, interesting enough, was the playoff hole that he beat Paul McBeth on, and he certainly needed it, needing a playoff to win.
Looking back at some Elite Series history, Niklas becomes the first MPO champion from Finland to win an Elite Series event. There were four previous Europeans who have won major or elite events on the MPO side. Marcus Kallström did it in 2007 at the Sugarbush Open, which was a PDGA National Tour event. Jesper Lundmark won two majors, including the 2008 Scandinavian Open and 2009 European Open. And Simon Lizotte, of course, an eight-time Elite Series winner. His first win on the elite stage was back in 2015 at the Ledgestone Insurance Open. We have to make sure that we recognize, though, that Evelina Salonen was the first Finnish player to win a major or elite event, which was over in FPO. She won her first major back in 2018 at the Konopiste Open. Now she has three Elite Series to go with that, including the Chess.com season opener here in 2024.
Owen Scoggins got a ginormous win in FPO. She won by 11 strokes, which is the largest margin of victory for an Elite Series only event within the last three seasons. If we do expand that out to FPO majors, it's the third largest margin of victory in that time frame, with Kristin Tatar getting two double-digit wins at majors last year, being 16 at the European Open and 14 at the PDGA Champions Cup. The ratings ended up being also ginormous, along with the margin of victory. Her event rating, although it's still unofficial, is 1029 rated, which would be the best FPO event rating of all time. And that's not just Elite Series. That's not just Elite Series and majors. That's all PDGA events in FPO. Owen Scoggins now holds four of the top eight highest rated PDGA events of all time to go with that, this being one of those four. And in round two, she shot an unofficial 1055 rated round, which currently is tied for the fifth best round rating of all time. We, of course, have to wait for ratings update day in order to see where those officially fall. In round two, Gannon Burr shot the hot round on the MPO side with an unofficial 1088, with Owen Scoggins shooting that 1055 rated. Combined, that's 2,143 rating points, which, if that stays when it becomes official, would be the second best combined MPO and FPO hot round ratings in history, again, from all PDG events. We would have to go back to 2018 Jonesboro to see a higher combination with MPO and FPO hot round ratings, where it was 2,145 rating points, which is just two rating points higher. And that comes from a Garrett Gerthy 1086 rated round and a Paige Pierce 1059 rated round, which is the best round rating of all time in FPO.
Ownby, a full field of FPO competitors, including the number one player in the world in Kristen Tatar. It's the first time that she's beat Kristen at any PDGA event. And even though it might seem like Kristen let up, she still shot a 1,000 rated event over the three rounds. If we look at Own's 1055 rated round two, that was 11 strokes better than Tatar. The last time that Kristen was bested by double digits in a round was last year at the Open at Austin in round three, where she shot 10 strokes worse than the hot round, dropping her from the podium and ending her perfect podium streak.
Own Scoggins led in strokes gained tee to green with 22.29 strokes and led in strokes gained C2 with 4.75. And yes, that is correct. She led in strokes gained tee to green. She is known as a fabulous putter, but here she was showing it with her driving as well. She was just 0.25 strokes behind the strokes gained putting lead, which was 7.36 from Cadence Burge. And Own Scoggins C2 putting is definitely back, although she didn't have that number one spot, but she was 39% for the weekend, going 7-for-18 with 4.75 strokes gained, specifically from Circle 2. That's the best of the season. We haven't seen her above 20% all year. And if we combine her last two Elite Series events, she had 7 total C2 putts made, which matches what her total was here at just the three rounds at the Open at Austin. Scoggins also led, although tied with Henna Blommers, in C2 in regulation with 78%. That's 42 of the 54 holes from the event. And her C1 in regulation was 52%, getting 28 of the 54 holes. So if we look at just those 14 holes where she was C2 in regulation but not closer, not C1 in regulation or closer, she went on to make the birdie putt in 7 of those. That's 50% putting from C2 when going for the birdie. And all of her C2 putts made, those all 7, were for the birdie, as I'm saying here right now. And then I noted earlier that she led in strokes gained tee to green with 22.29. Only Henna Blomroos was within 8 strokes of that number, and she was within 2. Although Own Scoggins gained about 16.5 strokes gained putting on Henna Blomroos.
Looking down the leaderboard on the MPO side, number one player in the world by the PDGA official disc golf world rankings, Calvin Heimberg, back from injury. He did not play at Waco. He took third place here at the Open at Austin, his first podium of the season. Calvin won player of the year both from the PDGA and the DGPT last season with 12 podiums on the year. Some of his stats from the Open at Austin, he was 25% parked. That was first in the field. He also hit 100% of his C1X putts, 27-for-27. That's the most C1X putts made while going 100% in an event on the season. He paired that with 11.75 strokes gained tee to green, good for third best in the field. So glad to see Calvin healthy and playing at a high level again.
We mentioned her earlier, but we're going to talk more about Cadence Burge, who has now led in strokes gained putting in 2 of the 3 events so far this season on the Disc Golf Pro Tour. She's pretty good from C1X, but she's pretty exceptional from C2 putting. She had 7.3 strokes gained in strokes gained putting overall here at the Open at Austin, making 6 C2 putts, which is the second most, and was 30% from C2, which is 4th for the best percentage. And she was 29-of-37 from C1X, which is 78%. And then the other event where she led strokes gained putting was Chess.com Invitational, the first event down in Florida, where she had 7.64 strokes gained putting. She made 5 C2 putts there, which was the most of the field, and went 38%, which was also the best for percentages. And then from C1X in that event, she was 22-of-26 from C1X. Although not the best, still a pretty stellar 85%. And then the only event where she didn't lead in strokes gained putting so far was Waco, where she was still 8th with 5.07 strokes gained on the putting green.
Well, it's that time again. For the first time this season, missed connections. Wrap it up here with Kyle Klein, who almost won from the third card on the final day. He would have been the first third card winner in Elite Series or Major history. There have been 16 total chase card winners at MPO Major and Elite events. Thanks for listening to Head to Headlines. Be sure to check out the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship this week over on the Disc Golf Network. And we will see you right here next week to talk about all the headlines.